For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Kentucky State Police are still investigating the killing of Brandon Bradshaw, and they're still not saying what they think happened. What is known is that off-duty Warren County Sheriff's Office Court Security Officer Thomas Brown shot Bradshaw three times in the parking lot of Michelle's consignment shop on the 31W bypass in Bowling Green last Tuesday afternoon. Bradshaw died at Vanderbilt Medical Center Saturday morning. Brown has so far not been charged in the shooting. His attorney, Alan Simpson, has said it was self-defense. But Saturday night, 4 days after he was shot and 8 hours after he died, more than 300 people gathered at the site of the shooting for a memorial service and candlelight vigil. With passing cars showing their support by honking their horns, one thing was on the minds of the crowd.
We want to see justice brought. We want to know what really happened. We want his family to receive some comfort, just justice.
I do believe, in justice.
And we hope and pray that justice will come for the family.
But whatever that justice turns out to be, the crowd that turned out on a frigid, snowy Saturday night wanted tempered with mercy. Both young and old, black and white, for nearly an hour, speaker after speaker called for prayers, both for the memory of Brandon Bradshaw and his family, but also for Thomas Brown and his family. Kristen Hayes is Bradshaw's aunt.
I can only have forgiveness in my heart for the simple fact that I've born and raised, been raised in a church all my life. And I know that God doesn't like ugly, and when the time comes for that justice to be given for our family, it will be given at that time. And we as a family collectively are not pouring out any hatred towards the Brown family. We are praying daily for that family and their mourning of their issues and that they're going through, because we know that even though they're not mourning with us, there's parts of that family that are mourning for us.
Like most of those at the vigil Saturday night, Robbie Bennett was wearing a white ribbon pinned to his coat in Brandon Bradshaw's memory. He called himself Brandon's best friend, more like a brother, really. He and Bradshaw played in a band together for years, and Bennett spent the entire time Bradshaw was at Vanderbilt by his side, sleeping in chairs and praying.
I'd say right now there is a mixed emotion between, hopeful and helpful, bitter and kind of angry, but for the most part, a great sense of peace, because it's hard to be angry right now when you're just, enveloped in the kind of person that Brandon was and the life that he led. And there's a lot of happiness, and it's very apparent that he was a big part of the community in a really big way, and he touched thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And you can see evidence of that here today as we're all standing in the freezing, and while it's snowing on us, we're here, to show the world that, we love Brandon, and we're here to care for the family and comfort them in any way that we can, and to show our support for everything that's happened.
Now, because of the emotions of the night, no immediate members of Bradshaw's family were there, his wife or his three small children. But longtime friend Missy Adamson read a Facebook post from Brandon's father, Troy.
Brandon is so loved because Brandon loved so much. Just one moment at a time. If you are reading this post today for Brandon Bradshaw, then be nice to someone.
And with that, a child blew a whistle and led 300 people peacefully down the bypass to Circus Square Park for more prayers. And the snow began to fall. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.